Horn bowls, pitching right up at Bell, and he knocks it back down the pitch to complete the over, a successful over for the blonde bomber, Shane Warne, 600 test wickets. Victor will take you through that dismissal again of Triscothick for 63, and I'll keep going.
Well, okay.
I thought I gave a fairly long description, but just now, Jim, but it was a bizarre one.
As I say, the bizarre bit for me was that as Triscothick was completing that sweep shot, he caught up with the ball again and added a bit of impetus to it so that it ended up bouncing into Gilchrist's knee and then into his gloves.
So the applause, well, the applause all the way around the ground for Warne, and here's Chris Martin Jenkins with Brett Leader bowl.
So a memorable day for the Australian spinner, but afterwards Warne admitted he hadn't really got the opportunity to enjoy his success.
I think it's hard to look back on these sort of achievements when you're still playing, because I'm so wrapped up in the game and trying to do my best to try and win the test match and tie up an end and do all those types of things. So I feel very proud of that achievement at the moment. It was a pretty emotional time at that time, but I knew I had a job to do, and that was to try and tie up an end and try and get some wickets. And unfortunately, there wasn't too many coming, but I thought I bowled really well without much luck. But you've got to give credit to England. I thought they played well.
However, the congratulations will continue for Warne. Here's the England captain, Michael Warne.
He's a true great, and anyone who gets 600 test wickets, you know, warrants all the plaudits that he's going to get. He's great to face. He's a real competitive player and a decent bloke. Great that he's got 600. Hopefully he won't get too many more now.